GLP-1 coverage shifts the cost to taxpayers. The administration's original plan, Balance, collapsed after insurers refused to absorb the costs of obesity drugs. In response, it unveiled a new workaround, Bridge, that keeps the drugs flowing but quietly shifts who pays. Under Bridge, seniors get predictable access to GLP-1 weight loss drugs for a flat $50 a month, but those payments no longer count toward deductibles or annual out-of-pocket caps. Meanwhile, drug makers avoid price concessions, and insurers sidestep covering these medications at a loss. The result is a familiar outcome. The burden doesn't disappear, it moves, and once again it lands squarely on U.S. taxpayers, who are now effectively underwriting the full cost of these high-priced drugs that can have very serious side effects. Policy statement. Any expansion of Medicare coverage for high-cost obesity treatments, including GLP-1 drugs, should require shared financial responsibility among manufacturers, insurers, and beneficiaries, not a unilateral transfer of cost to taxpayers. Policymakers should mandate transparent pricing, enforce meaningful manufacturer discounts, and ensure that patient cost sharing aligns with standard Medicare protections, including counting toward deductibles and annual out-of-pocket caps. Without these safeguards, programs like Bridge risk entrenching a model in which access is preserved but fiscal accountability is abandoned, leaving U.S. taxpayers to absorb the full and growing financial burden. The Trump administration abandoned its original Medicare obesity drug pilot, Balance, after failing to get insurers to participate. It replaced it with a new pilot, Bridge, which shifts how the costs are handled. Under Bridge, seniors can access GLP-1 weight loss drugs with a flat $50 monthly copay, but those payments won't count toward Medicare Part D deductibles or annual out-of-pocket caps, unlike under Balance. Bridge also standardizes pricing. All seniors pay $50 a month, whereas Balance would have charged higher copays, up to $125 for those in basic plans. Drug makers like Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk benefit because they can continue selling these medications through Medicare without being forced to lower prices to $245 across all uses, as Balance would have required. Insurers also come out ahead, since they are no longer required to cover these drugs at a loss. The main downside is for taxpayers, who are now likely to bear the full cost of the program rather than sharing it with insurers and beneficiaries through premiums. The government has not yet disclosed how Bridge's total cost compares to Balance.